Stuff with Steve Othersoll on Radio City Talk.
Sean Dyche is once again the favourite to fill the hot seat at Goodison Park. The bookies have put him back up to the top of the list, but are they talking prematurely or not? Let's catch up with Chris Bowden, who's the sports editor of the Burnley Express. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Right, so various reports this morning that officials at Goodison are going to go in and make an approach for Dyche within a day or so. Is that what you understand?
Let's believe it's very much jumping the gun, to be honest. Obviously it sort of emanated in the early hours of this morning, but I've sort of had it firmed up this morning that there's no imminent approach. The sort of stance that Everton were taking last week, that they'll be taking their time over a new appointment, sort of remains the case as far as I'm aware.
It's probably quite understandable that Everton would be interested in Dyche.
Yeah, I think I can understand where some Everton fans are coming from, but obviously they've got the new money in place and spent an awful lot of money in the summer and want to be looking at that sort of a manager who has that sort of Champions League, Europa League, top six sort of experience. But Burnley fans don't want him to go, but I can only speak from what I've experienced at Burnley, and I think. I think he would, if Everton were to look at him, I think he'd go in there and get them organised, get them disciplined, and they would then be able to play from within that structure and framework, as he likes to call it. And Everton do have, sort of quality attacking players, flair players who could play from that base, and his success at Burnley speaks for itself. People might look at. Sort of brand of football and feel he's a bit direct, but Burnley beat Everton with a 24 pass goal the other week, so he wants to play effective football whichever way it comes up, really.
His stock is quite high, isn't it, at the moment? People talk about him in glowing terms, Sean Dyche, but if he were to move to the next level, dealing with players of a higher calibre, do you think that would still suit him?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he's if you look at obviously, an Evertonian himself, Joey Barton. The way he handled Joey. Joey wasn't a minutes trouble at Burnley. He's handled sort of characters like that. Stephen Defoe, was a big name in Burnley's world. Who came in, and didn't really have it all his own way. He couldn't. I think he started one game after the end of January. And looked to be on his way, but the manager's got him to knuckle down, and he started every league game so far this season. So to me, there are no egos at Burnley, but he can handle certainly characters and names, and get them to believe in his ethos.
It's certainly not a one season wonder for him. Has there been other clubs sniffing around Sean Dyche as well?
Literally every job that's outside the sort of big six, has sort of become in the modern game. You're looking at the Palace job came up in the summer, and there was interest from the American owners, but obviously Steve Parrish plumped for De Boer, which didn't quite work out for him. Was linked with the Leicester job, that nothing ever came of that a couple of weeks ago. He's been linked with West Ham, should that come up in the foreseeable future. But I think he, the next move, as I say, Burnley fans would give him a job for life as it stands. But that next leap from a personal point of view would have to be into that sort of, Everton would be the top end of that next group of clubs, I would imagine.
So it might be an obvious step forward to him. When you've been talking with him, you've spent plenty of time with him. Does it feel like he's committed for the short term to Burnley? Does it feel like he's looking for a new challenge at some stage?
I think it's like you or me. It's all sort of hypotheticals. And if someone came in and offered me a job, with a bigger wage and a bigger company and better situation, this, that, and the other, you wouldn't just jump at it immediately. You consider all your options, wouldn't you? Really, so. He is just literally getting on with, he's well paid. The fans have probably given him a job for life as it stands. And he's at a club that's, he's building a real legacy out. And, the board don't interfere. But, were there to be, let's to tell it straight up, if Everton came in from tomorrow, I think he'd jump at it. But, there's other things to consider.
I mean, it's not all about the money, but if you do consider that Ronald Koeman was the 11th highest paid manager in world football, then certainly that does ring a few bells, doesn't it, for any prospective manager there?
Of course it does, yeah. I mean, it's the prestige of Everton. I mean, I'm sort of, you know, revealing too much. I mean, I'm in my 40s, and I know how big a football club Everton is. You know, they might not have won a trophy since 95, but, you know, everyone who's grown up in this country knows how big a football club Everton is. And they say if they were to come calling, I think the lure of Everton would be too great. I mean, had it been Leicester the other week, I think, you know, with all due respect to Leicester, there might have been a tougher decision to be made. It was nearer his family home, and they have been champions of England sort of just over a year or so ago. But I think their moment's passed, really. And if Everton come calling, it'd take an almighty decision to turn them down, put it that way.
Chris, what's your expectation? Will he end up at Everton Football Club?
I think if they want him, and I think if they come for him, I think a deal will be done.
So you think it will happen?
Well, I'm not saying I think it will happen. I'm saying if Everton want him, I think he'll go. But do they want him is the question.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.